Houston murder suspect crashes vehicle with toddler after Texas police chase near border. By Randy Clark on June 14, 2025. Texas law enforcement authorities arrested a Houston-area man after a high-speed chase that began in the border town of Far. The suspect, 35-year-old Margarito Alcantar, is wanted by authorities as a suspect in a 2021 murder. On Wednesday, Harris County, Houston, Sheriff's Office investigators, Texas Department of Public Safety Criminal Investigations Division, and Highway Patrol troopers located Alcantar's vehicle in the Texas-Mexico border town of Far near Veterans Boulevard, according to a law enforcement source familiar with the incident. According to the source, not authorized to speak to the media, Alcantar immediately fled from authorities after they attempted to stop his vehicle. After crashing his pickup truck into several Texas Highway Patrol vehicles and a stone wall, Alcantar was arrested with his 3-year-old child in the pickup truck. The pursuit involved several law enforcement agencies, including the Border Patrol, which aided the primary pursuit officer. The pursuit continued into the nearby city of Edinburg, Texas, where Alcantar crashed the silver GMC pickup truck he was driving into a stone backyard fence on Eldora Road. According to the law enforcement source, Alcantar suffered head and face injuries that were not serious. Alcantar's 3-year-old child was found in the vehicle and did not suffer injuries. The child was handed over to relatives by local law enforcement officers. One photo provided to Breitbart, Texas shows a bleeding Alcantar being examined by first responders. Alcantar was taken to a local hospital for treatment. According to the source, Alcantar will be charged with aggravated assault on a peace officer, evading arrest, and one count of child endangerment in addition to the current charges he faces in connection with the 2021 murder. According to an Associated Press News report, Alcantar is one of 4 members of a family that was charged in the murder of 29-year-old Eddie Clark in May 2021. Clark was killed near his Houston home in what police say may have been a case of mistaken identity. According to authorities, the family members mistook a vehicle Clark was driving for another vehicle believed to be involved in vandalism on their property. Clark was shot and killed after he fled from the family members who tried to block his car. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClarkJ.